Hello, this is Sid Souter. You're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 56. Started things off this week with Tokyo Police Club with the song Be Good off their Lesson in Crime EP that came out in October of last year on Paperbag Records, a band out of Toronto. I think Paperbag's out of Toronto as well. Very good stuff on that label. And I guess the band had been getting press, and I picked up the album, and they play Lollapalooza, which I wasn't around for, thank heaven. And I hear they have now signed to Saddle Creek, so you'll be hearing more from this band for sure. I've got lots of music, as always, and most of it in the indie pop and indie rock variety, so maybe put on those shoes. I'm going to continue on with a band that's been getting a lot of buzz. This is the Electric Pop Group off of their debut album. The song is Don't Bring Me Out.
Else. one with all the fruit of labor and half of the fun. Just Chris and Cozy in the rising sun. He's got a heart of gold, man. It beats like a drum and it shakes. The pebbles are cracking the brain. The kid logic dissolves and it all starts to give away. That nothing is ever the same. I can't stand it, I want to be myself, but I am somebody else. Steven, I'm watching the world get boring. There's too much restraint in the mix. I'd be overly flattered and feel so shattered to have something broken to fix. But I know the world outside is knocking. The dream and the drive of the pedigree, the forces interlocking. Somebody else. 9 months later, I'm the lonely one with all the fruit of labor and half of the fun. Just like Chris and Cozy in the rising sun. He's got a heart of gold, man. It beats like a drum and it shakes. The pebbles, they crack in the brain. The kid logic dissolves and it all starts to give away. And nothing is ever the same. I can't stand it, I want else. And you'll never harbor someone like me. If you never leave, then you'll never see. I swear that I will pull you from the wreckage of this Sunday, Monday routine. I will pull you from the wreckage. Oh, don't you leave me on my own. 'Cause you and me, we're two of a kind. You, I can't grow past you. I have nothing left to give to you.
My, that makes me feel quite nostalgic for those late 80s and early 90 days of alternative rock. That is the band The Pains of Being Pure at Heart from their single This Love is Fucking Right. There was a EP that came out after that as well. Same title, same songs, like two extra ones, who knows. This one was released on Cloudberry Records May of this year. And the band is out of New York City, and they're probably going to go well. I mean, how can you not like that? The song before that was by Voxtrot, and off their debut album. The song was Steven. That came out May of this year as well. And everyone in this blogosphere knows Voxtrot and thinks they personally built them. The album is probably worth all the hype, though. It's varied and smart and good, and similarly reminiscent, I suppose. And we started things off with the electric pop group out of Gothenburg, Sweden. And that was a self-released album, but I'm sure they will be on Somebody Very Large soon. Or if I kept up, I'm sure that they're already signed to somebody big. So anyway, good trio of songs there. Very good stuff. Coming up next, I've got a song by Dressy Bessie. This is off of their Kindercore release, Sound So Right, that came out in 2002. The song I'm going to play is That's Why.
From the book that I just read, did anybody hear what I just said?
Oh, the profanity. That last song was by Be Your Own Pet off of their self-titled album. The song was Bunk Trunk Skunk off of the album Ecstatic Peace. Came out June of last year. The band's out of Nashville, Tennessee. And I had reviews saying that they were the new Biss. And there is kind of that crazy, hectic energy. But definitely not all the joy of Biss. Not all the pop wonderments. But that album is remarkably consistent. So if you like that song, you'll like the whole album. We started things off with an old song by Dressy Bessie, That's Why. And I was happy to find that this week. Now might be a good time to remind everyone how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Basically, I get an album and I listen to it a lot, and then I play a track from it for you. Every week it's the same way. Whatever albums I get, you listen to. If it's good, if it's bad, whatever. As long as it's new to me, it's going to be played on the podcast. I'm not digging out my collection to find out what you want to hear, what I feel like hearing. It's whatever I get new. It's kind of like back when I used to be a music director at a radio station. Those olden days. Coming up next, I got a track by Matt Pond, PA.
Question was too long to listen. Don't give up. Keep it going. You could be on my side. You can have my side till morning. We won't stop. upside down. Brown hair hanging all around. I couldn't breathe beneath the belt. I couldn't hardly move. I couldn't think. I didn't know what to do. If there's any truth, it comes from you.
Sweet. Then like a cowboy, you walked right out on me.
Wow, that was a nice little set there. We started things off with Matt Pond, PA, with the song Everything Until the East Coast Ends. That's on his EP, If You Want Blood. Came out in June of this year on Altitude Records. And then we continued on with Utah Carol with the song Come Back Baby off of their self-released album Rodeo Queen that came out in May of this year as well. I saw Utah Carol about 3 weeks ago opening for Mary Lou Lord, and they put on a wonderful show. Very rootsy and kind of reminded me of Low, or for those of you in Boston, maybe early Tiger Saw. Good stuff. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of the podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 56. For more information on the podcast, you can visit toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to end things off this week with a track by The Bleachers, a song called You Gonna Feel It. This is off of an album called You and Me Back to 69, Rare Skinhead Reggae. I found this album online, actually. There's a blog called You and Me on a Jamboree, and basically what it seems like is the guy just takes old out-of-print albums and rips them and puts them on there for you to download. And it's all, at least in his words, it's all ska, rocksteady, skinhead reggae, calypso, dub, soul, and some roots reggae. But I don't get much more than that because I think it's all in Portuguese. But luckily, that doesn't affect your ability to listen to some great music that otherwise would be completely lost. So kudos to them. We're ending things off with The Bleachers here. Thank you very much, and you can hear me next week.
Baby.